Good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Today is August 30th, 2024, and the time is 8:57 a.m. We're here this morning to go ahead and hear parcel number 001-11447-003, Jason Funkhouse. And we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves around the room to you. And then we'll go ahead and swear you in. Go ahead, Chrissy.
Hi, I'm Chrissy Lewis, the assessor.
Donna Beck, Chief Deputy Assessor.
Therese Martin, Assessor's Office.
Melinda Reynolds, E.T. Board.
Kent Baker, E.T. Board.
Lou Ann Deere, Chair.
Jeff Stevens, E.Q. Board.
Glenda Mudgett, E.Q. Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Bill Murphy, County Attorney.
And Dale?
Dale Walmsley, Total Assessment Solutions.
Okay. Everyone who's going to be testifying today, will you go ahead and stand and you can be sworn in?
Do you want Jason to introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Yeah, you were back there. I'm sorry.
I'm the homeowner, Jason Funkhauser.
Okay.
Good morning.
Great.
Do I need to speak into this?
That's all right. Okay. But go ahead and we'll swear you in.
Okay.
Okay. You'll raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. Great. The way we're going to proceed this morning is we'll let the assessor's side give their statement and then we'll come to you.
Okay, this is located at 186 Belmont Trail. We currently have a value of $391,900, which is $150.73 a foot. I was looking at some stuff that Mr. Funkhouse turned in, and the biggest difference I see in this is the two parcels we've got that he mentioned. They're less per square foot, but you have to take into account the OB and Y on this is like $88,000. That's in part of the value of the house. If you take the 88 in the value of the house and multiply it or add it together and then divide it by the square feet, it's going to be a lot higher than a house across the street or around the corner that doesn't have $88,000 worth of yard improvements. I don't, he rolled the value. He also made a statement that the neighborhood is not that good. I mean, when you go out in the rural, you're going to have houses, nice houses, and you're going to have mobile homes. I kid people all the time, say that's part of rural living. But apparently he had come in a year or two ago, and we put a minus 10 adjustment factor to take in consideration the neighborhood. And we still have it on there, so I don't know what else to do with the thing.
Okay. I'd like to go ahead and see.
Thank you all for your time. I appreciate it. Yes, sir, I did speak to, I'm sorry, what's your last name? Walmsley, Mr. Walmsley. We talked a couple of times over the past month, and I do appreciate him preparing the stuff. He did send it to me last week, so I got to look at it. Before I comment on that real quick, I guess you guys are looking at my packet that I turned in. Yeah, most of these pictures were taken when I was here 3 years ago. Nothing's changed in 3 years on my street. We did have a house that sold close by, and I'll talk about that in a minute. That was included in their assessment. But nothing's changed, and yes, we live in the county. There are no restrictions for the county. That's why one of the reasons why we live in the county. So these are current conditions of the neighborhood real close to my house. The only difference between now and 3 years ago is that there was a house that sold down the street about a quarter of a mile. It's 193 McDermott Trail. And then somebody moved a boat in, and they lived in a boat towards the end of my street, so I'd never seen that before. The last couple of pages is kind of where I talk a little bit more about specific values. The 193 McDermott Trail, that's the one on the left, top left. In the packet that I was sent by the county that was used in the appraisal, they have it listed as 2,000 square feet. That's an inaccurate assessment. The 2,000 on the bottom, and then there is an upstairs. This adds to the square footage. And if you go to realtor.com, you can can see that. It was 3,100 square feet, which when it sold 2 years ago came out to be right at $133 a square foot. They have a big shop on the left. There's another house for sale real close to me, 169 Rocky Gap. They're about a mile and a half away. They're asking $520,000 or $139 a square foot. On the back of this house, there's a shop attached to it. So both of them have fairly big shops. They have both had granite countertops. You can look on the website and see the improvements. They have concrete, stained concrete floors, wooden cabinets, crown molding. So there's a lot of nice amenities inside the house that add certainly to the attractability when it goes to sale. The last page, you know, we live in the county again. We don't have any city utilities. We have gas. We have electricity and water. But we don't have sewer. We don't have gas. We don't have internet. We have an ISO rating of 9, which is pretty typical of living in the county. Again, I'm not complaining whatsoever. It's just the area that we live in. And the Mayflower area home prices, since the last time I was here, have risen about 11%. I got that from Zillow. And then the two Google Earth imageries, one was 2014, which is what I used last time when I was here. And then the most recent imagery they have is 2022. We've not made any improvements, none at all, since 2014 to our residents. Everything's the same. When I was here last time, you guys adjusted it, the value, to $114 a square foot. Using the value that I was provided last week, it's right at $151 a square foot, which is about a 32% increase. I understand homes have increased in value. I get that. Faulkner County is an attractive place to live for lots of reasons. That's why we live there. But again, I think that's on the high side. I think a more reasonable increase would be closer to 25%. I discussed that with the gentleman here. I forgot your name again. I'm sorry. and he said that the 391.9 was the best that they could do. Looking at the information that I was given last week where they came up with their comps, one was, again, I already talked about the one on my street, the square footage is incorrect. It's off by about 50%. One was Red Oak Acres, which I'm not familiar with that area, but all the rest were Crest Haven, and I don't know if you all are familiar with the Crest Haven area. I mean, it's in the city of Conway. It's very nice. You don't have the entities living next to you that we do as far as the mobile homes and the boats and whatnot. All city services in Crest Haven, again, we don't have any. So I don't believe that those are reasonable comparisons using Crest Haven. I understand they have to find something. Anyway, I think what I've presented, these two examples, verify that I think $140 a square foot for my house is reasonable. That's a 25% increase in 3 years. To me, I don't like it, but I can certainly live with it and understand that the values are increasing in the county.
Dale,
any
more comments?
I'd just like to point one thing out real quick. At this house, there is a 2,534 square foot basement. It's unfinished. I've never seen it. I don't know, you know, what all amount, how much is unfinished in it. But it's there. It's also part of the value.
And that is accurate. We do have a 2,500 square foot unfinished basement.
What's the finish like downstairs? Just out of curiosity.
It's just concrete floors and a good storage facility. It stays dry.
Okay. Brick walls and you will see
that. No, it's you see all the support structures for the upstairs floor, and all the HVAC pipes and the plumbing, and the walls are they're those styrofoam blocks. They're filled with concrete, and then you're supposed to attach sheetrock to that. We've never done that. It's just our
okay. Hmm. That's all about all I got, folks.
Okay. It's
we have a copy of the comps that the assessor used?
Well, not really. I'm not quite sure. I didn't send it to him. Someone else did. I'm not sure, quite sure what they sent. But if you look...
I didn't get that.
When did you get it?
You know, Crest Haven's about the only place out there that's going to have houses that big. And yeah, I understand it's a different area, but also understand that, you know, you guys have taken 10% off a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And some of these sales I just mentioned, he had in his workup, they're just right around there, right from by him. These are, I guess a lot of people like to call them barnuminiums.
Mm-hmm.
They're coated in galvalume. They have big garages on. The one he mentioned with the second floor, I've looked on Edge, I looked on Google Earth. I can't tell if there's anything up there, but we will know real soon.
Did you request from TAS? Who sent you? Did somebody from TAS send you?
No, ma'am. I believe there's somebody from the county. I don't remember who.
No.
No, it was somebody from his office.
Okay.
No, well,
Mike is fair. She said this.
It was somebody working from him from our office.
I can look real quick. It's important.
Yeah.
No, we were just wondering because we. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know why they're doing that.
No, I contract with them to do our reappraisals, so I never know who they. So I think they were assisting him in the.
Okay. Well, he called me like Thursday, and then Friday afternoon, the lady said.
Yes. I think they were assisting him. That's why we were wondering because we never got a copy of actually what they sent.
Okay. I called you because I couldn't remember talking to you,
sir. That's all right.
Mr. Funkhauser?
Yes.
Your 30 by 50 building?
Yes.
Can you describe that to me?
It's a metal shop. Okay. It's two, three-car garage, if you will.
Okay.
One side has woodworking tools, and the other side I park my truck. And
metal frame?
Oh, yes, sir. It's a metal building.
Okay.
I mean, it's not...
Height-wise?
10 foot high in the center because the doors are 7 foot wide.
Okay.
So 1 foot sloping.
Okay, so it's 10 foot. Okay. So it's
brown on the side.
Roughly 8 foot sidewall?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And I have a pole barn right
there. Yeah, and the pole barn, can you...
It's a 30 by 30, I think. 30 by 40, okay.
Is it wood frame?
Wood frame. I mean, it's just a pole barn with metal siding on the side of it, a brown metal siding.
Okay.
Closed on three ends, open on one end.
Okay.
And I got a pig pen in the back if you want me to describe that.
Nah. Mud hole. Mud hole.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
Yes,
I don't know what Ferris sent out, and I have not been able to get with her. She's had surgery this week, but she's probably not going to be back next week either. So.
Okay. Yes, I just assumed we had that. I would have included it in my packet. I apologize. I just thought y'all had it.
Thank you.
won't tell you the location factor is terrible. That other property that's out there has been sitting and sitting and sitting.
Oh, the one that's for sale?
Yep, this one.
Okay, it's been for sale for a while.
Yeah.
How sure is that we can cut that?
Okay. I'd like to make a motion. This is really something we typically don't get into, but and I don't like talking about it. But can we? I guess it may be the neighborhood coding on this.
Location factor?
Double check that if you would please.
4.95?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to do this. This is just my little hotball thinking. Take a look at the driveway valuation and get back with us, and I'd make a motion we have the assessor's office and task look into this and get back with us, and then we can get back to you what they find out.
On the driveway and the neighborhood?
Yes, please.
Okay. Those two factors. Okay.
Is that a motion?
We do. So the motion, the way it stands right now, the tax assessor's office is going to get back with us on the concrete driveway and also the location factor, and then advise us on that. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We're going to take a deeper look, and then you'll hear from us with a letter.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Do you guys want to meet on this again? And if so, when?
Well, we're going to have some time today, I think.
Yeah.
We have some.
Well, if you're going to get into the location factors.
We'll have to change everybody.
You're going to change everybody, not only that. I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time to sit down and analyze it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm...
Mr. Funkhauser, hold on.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking
is... Yeah, change location.
Double check that. Make sure it's coded like other homes in that particular area.
Okay.
Is that just if you would just kind of double check that
just
for me?
Just make sure that everybody's on.
Yeah, screen. I just want to make sure it didn't get maybe some sort of code on there that should be for another area and not this.
Because it's definitely not going to code the same as Crest Haven.
Yeah, I think so.
We're
right.
Talking
yeah.
Two different school districts, two different kind of areas.
Yeah, I just. You know, you usually don't get it because...
Oh, that is Conway School District out there.
Yeah.
Yet you got your choice.
Well, I mean, you have a choice no matter where you're at. Still that school district. It's still Conway School
District. Well, I'm just saying that restricted subdivision is not going to match.
Well, I'm not, you know, thinking anything Crest Haven. It's just...
It's two different apples there.
Yeah, I just... it's just kind of like, you know, I can't...
they're not like properties, I agree.
Well, no, what I'm thinking is, you know, you can go out on Rocky Gap, you know, okay, or do we have the same location factor on those homes out there?
Yes.
You know, that's what I've got in my head, you know. There are site-built homes in this area plus mobile homes. And so, but
just do they keep the same location factor on the mobile home
area?
Yeah. No, mobile home. I'm not talking about the location factor mobile home. I'm just talking about go out, site
no,
built home.
No, I'm wondering if that area.
That site built homes, you can go, like, just go out on that Rocky Gap, going toward, what's the name of the road? 89? What is it?
Yeah, it comes out on 89.
Eastwood Point?
Eastwood Point. I'm sitting there trying to put them around the road. 89 goes out there. You know.
No, I was wondering if it fluctuates. Like, does the mobile home areas, does the location factor go up and down for the areas that are not as nice as the areas that are?
Well, I'm just.
Do they change
well,
the location factor?
Well, you go down Easterwood, Easterwood Point and Rocky Gap, those sides.
What's that flag?
So
something
still,
flag road. That one's very similar.
Flag Pond.
That Flag Pond's very similar.
Flag Pond.
Because we wouldn't buy out there because of the.
Was it Red Oak Acres?
I don't know about Red Oak, but I know Flag Pond.
There's
we found.
Yeah, and it's a mixture of
and
stuff.
And Red Oak, remember Red Oak, when the plat, we treated it as a recorded plat, and so in our office we've got it as, but technically it wasn't.
Yeah, but it's, that is it. Do we have the same location factor there? You know, that'd be another good one to look at. Do we have the same location factor there? I'm just, just kind of wondering.
Red Oak, Flag Pond,
Easterwood,
Rocky Gap. Those are similar-ish.
Yeah.
To where there is mobile homes versus nice houses versus not so nice.
Yeah,
I don't know about a boat. Living in.
No, my
that's a new
hid.
One.
I got an old wore out boat just rotted and it's kind of hid behind my building.
I haven't seen anybody living in a boat on land.
Okay.
You've got to do what you got
to
do.
So I think if we look at those, we could probably come up with an answer. So.
Yeah.
And just kind of
check on
double check if you can, please.
Okay.
All right. That's what we're
going
to do.
Thank you, sir. We'll,
they'll reach you out to you.
Yeah.
Well, sure. It was Farrah Matthews Bailey.
Okay, it was Farrah. Yeah. She worked for TAS too, but.
Okay.
Yeah, assist with them.
Okay.
We didn't think to get with her to see if she would also send all of us the same thing she sent you.
Yeah, I didn't think to include that, or I would have.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
I will next time.
So. Yeah. That's okay.
Task
thank you.
If Task is supposed to send that proof too.
Oh.
We knew he reached out and wanted to know if they'd send it.
Okay. I done buried it.
So what are we doing
now? I'm going to make a motion after review. Unfortunately, no change.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we have no change for 186 McDermott Trail. A parcel number 001-11447-003. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.